week on Over the Wall, we speak to Dermot Williams, a community lawyer who's involved with the Disability Support Pension Help Project, the DSP Help Project, as part of Social Security Rights Victoria Inc. organisation. Can you please introduce Social Security Rights Victoria?
Sure. So Social Security Rights Victoria is a community legal centre, a statewide community legal centre that helps with Social Security and Centrelink matters for Victorians.
Can you please discuss the Disability Support Pension Help Project? When and how did this project emerge?
So the DSP Help Project is a project that we've started at the start of this year in February 2020. It's been made possible with funding from the Victorian Legal Services Board. The project is aimed at creating an online resource and a wraparound legal service that can help people understand, apply for, and in some cases appeal the DSP. So we're really trying to bring all the information that someone could need to make an application for the DSP together, put it all in one place, and then provide additional support where need be.
What are the issues you see with access to disability support pension?
Yeah, so there are a few major issues that we see people come across all the time. A typical situation is a person will be unable to work for whatever reason, whether it's injury, illness, or disability. They'll go to Centrelink to get support and they'll be put on Newstart or JobSeeker and they'll make an application for the DSP. What will then happen is they will be rejected because they didn't understand the requirements, they didn't have the right medical evidence, they didn't really know how they were being assessed. And they'll come to us at that point saying, look, I don't know what's happened. I don't know how to get on the DSP. I don't know why I've been rejected. And the way that we're trying to address that with DSP help or to help these people in this situation is to give them the information ahead of time so that they know what they're being assessed on. They know what they need to do. They know how their doctors can support their application with medical evidence and they can make a stronger application from the start. It's really about bringing all the information together, in particular, explaining to people and equipping people with the information that they need to get medical evidence from their doctors and specialists that supports their application. What we've found is that medical evidence is critical to the success, the chance of success of a DSP application, and getting the right kind of medical evidence that addresses the right criteria and the DSP criteria is super important. In the work that we do, we're lawyers, we're a legal service, so we're focused on what the law is and how people can work within that framework and satisfy the legislative requirements to get onto the DSP. We have seen, though, a drop in number of people getting onto the DSP. That's publicly available. And we're always interested in those trends so that we can do the systemic advocacy activities as well. But in the core work, when it comes to helping individuals, we're very much focused on helping them understand the legislative requirements and then getting onto the DSP.
In terms of getting the right medical advice and letters, what are some of the things to be aware of?
So the main thing to be aware of is that medical evidence is going to be one of, if not the most important aspects of the application that you're making for the DSP. So you need to go to your doctors and get the medical evidence, and you need to make sure that the doctors have the right tools and resources to give quality evidence. And that's where DSP help comes in. Part of it is producing a medical evidence kit, which people can take to their doctors and use that to help explain what they're after and how the doctor can help.
And if an application is rejected, what are some of the other avenues of help that you recommend? I know one of the tabs on the website expressly is about this subject matter.
If an application is rejected, there are a number of levels of appeal that people can go through, internal reviews, going to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. In terms of getting help, obviously we're there to help people in that situation, so they can obviously contact us, Social Security Rights Victoria. You can also contact Victoria Legal Aid. They do work in this area. for non-legal assistance, we normally send people, or we have heard people going to disability advocates as well. Having someone support a person through a DSP application and helping them understand what they need to show, what the medical evidence requirements are, and all those kind of things is definitely helpful. In particular with health workers, as I've mentioned earlier, medical evidence is critical to the chance of success of a DSP application. So having a supportive doctor who's willing to engage with the DSP eligibility criteria and address them directly is super important and super helpful for someone applying for the DSP.
And we've discussed today that you're from Social Security Rights Victoria and the Disability Support Help Project, the DSP Help Project website. Are there other organisations that you're working together with around this project, or generally just working together around social security rights?
Yes. So when it comes to social security matters, we work closely with other organisations, so disability advocates, financial counsellors, community support workers, social workers, those kind of people. Other legal services, I mentioned Victoria Legal Aid does some work in this area as well, and there are other organisations, legal services around the country for people who aren't in Victoria, and you can find them on Economic Justice Australia's website.
And listeners, you can find easily the project that we've discussed today. The website is dsphelp.org.au. I'll say it again. It's dsphelp.org.au. And the Disability Support Help Project is a project of Social Security Rights Victoria. You've been listening to Over the Wall on 3CR's Solidarity Breakfast.
This is a public service announcement.